to the podcast, where we talk about all the things that are hidden in the shadows. This is Isaac.
This is Megan.
And we know we've been away a little bit. You know, I always wonder if people think, like, when we disappear for a while, oh no, something's got them.
When was it? Last time we did it.
It was 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, no, it was like one time a while back that we actually got like concerned messages.
Oh, yeah. No, we just had a lot of cases last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like back
case after case after case after case. It was like everyone and their dog needed help that week. And then we also recorded a bonus episode that we're releasing in the next few weeks.
Yes. And then, too, we actually went out and investigated.
Yes.
Which was fun.
Which we did live as well.
Yes. So you could check that out on our Instagram feed. For a chance to rewatch it.
It was a cool place.
It really was.
Well, I was going to say, it would have been if it weren't shooed off by gunfire in the woods.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. And anybody that tuned into the live or has rewatched the live, so one interesting thing about that spot that I didn't know is at the end of that big long trail opens up into this huge river. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it's a river and not a friggin' swamp.
No, it's a river. Because if you go down that spot about, I don't know, 200 yards, that's where all the houses are.
Oh.
So it's basically on the coast of a river,
essentially. Okay, gotcha. Which would make sense.
Yeah.
With everything around.
But then we had a semi-productive night at old spot we've gone to a couple of times. Old Patsy's Pond.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a whim thing, too. We were just traveling back. We were going to go back to the park over here, but I don't know. We just decided to just pull in there. It was right on the way, so.
Yeah. But that's what we were doing.
Yep, that's what we were doing.
So, this episode... Yeah, it's going... I know... Well, I'll probably say it again in the middle of the episode, but I know we've asked... Already asked, but we know everything we've talked about in previous episodes, my abilities, your abilities, all the stuff we come in contact with, has probably taken you down a rabbit hole that you never thought you would go down. But we're going to ask you follows down a little bit further. And I'm not talking about what we're about to talk about. That, what we're about to talk about, because this episode is all about the Collins Elite. That's not what I'm asking you to follow me down. Granted, it's going to be fucking weird, but nothing you haven't heard before when it comes to, like, I don't know, alien conspiracies and religious figures and stuff like that. What I tell you towards the end of the episode is what I'm going to repeat this again about following me down the rabbit hole. But we'll get there when we get there.
That sounds like a really good, I think there's a podcast that's down the rabbit hole.
No.
Isn't it Down the Rabbit Hole?
Belief Hole.
No, there's one called Down the Rabbit Hole for that specific.
That might be Alice in Wonderland themed.
No, it's not. It's paranormal. You crazy?
I would.
Yeah. But that's a cool, like, follow me down the rabbit hole. That would be even cool for a t-shirt.
I think it's already been taken for Alice in Wonderland stuff. I'm late for a very important date.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. So, the premise of Collins Elite was something that was stumbled upon, not intentionally looked for. So, let me explain. There's a book written by a Nick Redfin called Final Events, right? And his whole premise of writing the book in the first place was based on a guy named Ray Beach, or Botch. He was a pastor in the late 50s or 60s, 70s, 80s. I think the 80s. Yeah. 70s, 80s. Nick wrote this book in the 2000s. I don't remember the exact dates, but I know it's like late 80s. And the whole reason why he was, because the whole interview was with the preacher, Ray Bosch, and Ray Beach. And the whole reason why he wanted to do it, because of the story that Ray was telling him about, because Ray was, of course, a pastor and stuff like that, but he started some, foundations that were scientific and looking at alien activities. So he was approached by two physicists who are also devout Christians. right? It kind of plays into what they learned. But what they were trying to explain to Rey is that they have been studying Greys. And what they have come to find out with studying aliens, Greys specifically. I know there's like 20 or however how many more alien races out there. But these are specifically the Greys that they were studying. They come to find out that the Greys want the demise of humanity. They hate us. They hate us with a passion. But what they were trying to do, along with some other governments, including the DOD, CIA, FBI, NSA, every, you know, three-letter alphabet government thing together, was to study them. But the military side of the Collins elite, before he even knew what the Collins elite was, the military side of this study was they wanted to see if they can use these entities to teach them how to weaponize their abilities. So essentially, there's an apex predator out there who wants our demise that we can't really fight against, and they actually want to try to control this power. Psychic warfare. What were they doing in the 60s and 70s? Of course, you know, psychic spies and stuff like that. Their intentional idea was to kill someone, assassinate them, without even being in the room. Basically, remote viewing, you go to a location, you cause an aneurysm or heart attack, you strangle them, whatever. No one can figure out why that person died. Of course, there's no evidence left behind. Perfect assassination. And no one's ever the wiser. The dog barking in the background. A dog I never heard before.
I don't know.
Like, our neighbors don't have a dog that sounds like that. That's weird. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so the assassination. And the thing is, though, the physicist came with proof. The scientists. They showed him images of three people who were murdered in this way by testing this. Unbeknownst to them, their psychic spies, who were supposedly ones doing this, weren't actually doing this. The Greys were using it. Now, the reason why they tie the Greys and the demons together is because of Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, in 1918, opened a portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly opened a portal to the other side, and this entity came forward named Lamb.
Ew, that just sounds weird.
I know. I think he had another name, but it came forward through the portal, and his name was Lamb. The way that Aleister Crowley described this entity was looking like a gray. Now, he, Aleister Crowley, of course, was trying to make contact with demons, make deals with them, using the magic in the way that Solomon did with his Salmatic magic. So Aleister Crowley kind of followed it. Now, what makes it worse is there a man named Jack Parsons, who became a follower of Crowley in the late 40s. Like, he followed Aleister's work. I don't see he ever worked with Crowley, but he actually became a big fan, decided to follow his works. Now, what makes it even more dangerous is that Jack Parsons was also a physicist, astrophysicist. He was very intelligent and very sound of mind. So he believed everything that Crowley did. So connections there, right? But what happened is after Jack Parsons decided to do that experiment and open up another portal, even bigger this time, right after he did that is when we noticed the Roswell accident and the lights across Mount Shasta. Not Shasta. What was the R one? It was an R mountain. I forgot the name of. Rainier. Mount Rainier. Yeah, sorry. I'm blanking on it. Mount Rainier. Alien lights overseeing Mount Rainier, right? And Jack Parsons said that he might have something to do with it. What he contacted.
Ooh.
So he's using black magic, dark arts, somatic magic, is supposed to be contacting demons, but now is speaking to gray aliens. So, the DOD and the stuff like that were very interested in this because, I don't know if you knew this or not, but our government actually has ties with the Catholic Church, specifically the Pope. And in 2022, I believe,
mm-hmm.
NASA actually were working with several different priests of different faiths. And the point was to get people ready for the alien, not invasion, but alien contact.
What?
So, it's not so far-fetched, right? Anyway, so Nick, the Redfield, the writer of this book, right? He's mm-hmm. talking to him about this, also explaining this information. So he wanted to find out his own stuff. So he called a base that Ray was talking about. I think I told you about this. What base did I remember mentioning to you? Some military base. Air Force Base. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Mm. Right? Because supposedly there was stuff going down there. Government officials hiding stuff, doing experiments, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so he calls up the Air Force Base and he talks to a colonel and explains what he's doing, all the information he has, saying, and the guy asks him, would you tend to publish his stuff? And he goes, yeah. Well, I'll let you know I got nothing to do with it. So, see you later. A couple of days later, he gets a call from a person, a woman saying, oh, I heard that you want to get in touch with the Collins Elite. He goes, who the hell's the Collins Elite? Right? He says, well, we're going to call you in a little bit about getting a meeting with a Mr. Duke. And he ends up traveling to Arizona to meet with this guy. And something that was interesting that I remember listening to other podcasts when they talked about this, but there's a correlation with government officials or priests or anyone that wants to talk about something that they don't want other people to hear. They always go to Mexican restaurants.
What?
Yeah. Every single time, it's always a Mexican restaurant. So if we ever get a call from a person who wants to meet us at a Mexican restaurant, we're guaranteed to be told information that no one else is supposed to hear.
Uh-oh. What?
You know why?
Why?
It's, you can get drinks, right? Mm-hmm. You can get good food. It's a lot of people, and it's very loud. So if you want to talk about something without other people eavesdropping on...
You know what's crazy about that?
Yeah.
Is people here, right, has... Well, here. People listening. That's, like, listened to us, like, multiple
people
different...
People here. Not physically here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but people have listened to, like, our pretty much our whole catalog or majority of our catalog of episodes. That one dream I had. Remember where we were meeting these guys, almost like Men in Black type people. When they weren't, like, as... like scary looking as Men in Black. They just look like government officials essentially. Mm. But we met them at a Chinese restaurant. Like it was downtown and like I don't know where, just it was a downtown Chinese restaurant and we sat down and then that's where they pulled out the manila folder. I just find that interesting that you mentioned that like you said Mexican restaurant, but if someone calls for a Chinese restaurant.
But like essentially be a restaurant that's loud, has a lot of people talking at one time.
So that would make sense even
Sound won't carry.
Yeah.
Right?
It would make sense even for a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, and it's a public place. So, but anyway, so he meets with Mr. Duke. Mr. Duke is supposedly the last surviving, he's a guy in his 80s, the last surviving member of Collins Elite. Right? And he basically explains to him why they did it in the first place. Well, Collins Elite was created. It's because of Jack Parsons. Because of what he found out. Because the DOD then became concerned, and I guess it was a CIA or FBI, I forget who actually created Project Blue Book. But they weren't getting anywhere. So then they turned to other parts of the government to see what they can do. And luckily, at the time, Collins Elite was starting being born. The whole reason they were started in the first place is because of what Jack Parsons did. Opening a portal, allowing these alien things to come through that supposedly were evil. Because Jack Parsons, the whole reason he did in the first place, because he wanted contact no lower level demons. He wanted to talk to the devil.
Golly.
Yeah, he wanted he wanted the boss, right? He wanted he was in charge. That's what he wanted
just
to talk
like,
to.
Just like walk into like a mafioso, like freaking meeting. Let me talk to your boss. Yeah, right away.
Essentially, that's what he wanted, right?
Damn.
But that's the whole reason they created it in the first place. Because the whole concept is that these... What are you laughing at?
Because I just thought, damn, you wanted to talk to the boss, but you can't even get to the boss at Walmart. Like, you could talk to a manager, but you can't talk to the general store manager. You know what I mean?
Are they ever in?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now you know.
Yeah, they sit in an office, or at least the one that I worked for did. But, yeah, you would have to literally call repeatedly and make a stink to even talk to them, so bro was ambitious.
All right.
I don't know why that just made me think of that. I just thought in my head, like, you can't even get to the boss at Walmart. Okay, go ahead.
Well, at least you're relaxing the tensity of this, but...
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the whole reason it was created because of Jack Parsons. Because it started with other groups, other peoples, military side, scientific side, or looking into the idea that aliens and alien species, specifically greys, could essentially be associated with or are demons. Right? Either are associating with or they're one and the same. Or greys are demons or demons are greys, vice versa. And they wanted to know what they could do to stop them, if not work with them or use them. Hence why the scientists doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, there is a lot more to the Collins Elite. There's a lot more. And I just kind of ran through it in about 15 minutes. But I said there's a lot more to this. And it's all in Nick Redfin's book. He goes through the whole process. He talks about it. It's very long. I've heard podcasts do 4-part series. I don't know if I want to spend that much time on it. But what was interesting is that it's not so far-fetched. But the podcasts I've heard that talk about it and stuff like that, they've come to the conclusion at the end of the series, at the end of the book, it's essentially, it's almost like the government's way to start getting people to convert to Christianity. Or at least the zealot Christians that were part of the government at the time, mind you, this is in the 60s, 70s, that wanted to push people towards Christianity. So what better way to use a story about aliens or demons than, because at the time, alien craze was going on. Everyone wanted to talk about aliens, a lot of movies, blah, 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 whole spaceman thing. So they figured out it was kind of like, I don't know if it was Nick Redfin's thing or he was talking about that, but I almost felt the government was using that as a source to convert people over. So that was like the womp womp at the end of the story. But like I said, they're not so far off. Now, our one alien encounter that me and you have had, right?
Mm-hmm.
We contacted something that said it was interdimensional. By the way, yeah, you can, obviously, we can find it all in Nick Redfin's book, The Final Events. He goes in more detail. He talks about more crazier shit like, I just remember this one thing I want to talk about that's going to scare the shit out of you. There was a guy that they had, they interviewed, the government did. This is, I guess, this is from the point of view of the Collins Elite guy, Mr. Duke, who was a surviving member. They had an interview with a guy who, you know, died and came back. And what he saw, right? You have all these people talking about they've seen hell or they saw what it looks like, depictions. What he saw is the reason why he was contacted by the Collins Elite in the first place. What he saw was a place, all these people in a big old giant open field, like a rocky mountain. It was like almost like a red sky, almost like volcanic, how people describe hell. And all these people were screaming and yelling and like in pain and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, this spaceship saucer flies above them, shoots down a beam, and sucks their souls out of their vessels that are in hell. Starts sucking their souls up, and the vessels just stand there like, you know, lobotomized, essentially. And they usher the vessels into a new place, and the ship then flies away.
Dang.
Yeah. So this is what he saw. And then again, he came back, you know, saw that thing, he was telling a story, Collins Elite found him. But like I said, they're not so far off. And I say this because our one alien experience we had at the park, and the whole reason why we wanted to, we know we've talked about this story numerous times, right? We use the Estes method in the spirit box. We speak to you something that says it's interdimensional. We ask, do you know who I am? Speaking of me. I said, yes, Ashwakanatanka. So they knew my name. I asked, what is your purpose? To watch, to observe. That's a statement I'll let have been thinking about. Because they repeated themselves twice if you're thinking about it. Watch and observe is the same thing. Then again, it's not.
Mm-mm.
To watch is simply to look.
Like people watch.
Yeah. To observe is to study.
And to make note.
Yes. Then it says something about the source. Pray to the source.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like they were telling me to do that. It was almost like saying, pray to the source. At least that's how Mike, or who was part of the team at the time, said it. Now, he could have been saying, it could have been saying, pray to the source, right? Like telling me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Mike's inflection was kind of sounding like there was like a something you say after talking about the source. those who would believe in it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the whole reason I even decided to even try to contact alien entities were two specific reasons. One is because what we found outside the beginning of the trail that was not there when we started this investigation that night. We found four burn marks, circle spherical burn marks in the ground, a strange pattern. Also, a branch two stories up snapped off along a tall tree that was not there. So, that also combined with, again, this is where the part that I say, I know we've talked about a lot of crazy things on this podcast. We've talked about a lot of strange things. I have claimed on numerous times that I have pulled demons through phones when we do our investigations, home investigations. You have said that you remote view and astral project and body bag entities from a location, bring it back, drop it into the prison cell that I built in your mind forest, that then I take from your mind forest and imprison it in a ring. Not just any ring, a King Solomon replica ring that is a prison for, at count right now, top 98 demons in my ring. All is said, right? And everyone listening, going, what the fuck is he talking about? Shadowwalker episodes 1-6. Listen to our last episode, Spiritual Awakening. Megan's Abilities episode as well. Here we go, catch up. Pause now, go listen, then come back. Anyway, but everyone who's been listening to us and been listening to us since the beginning and have followed us all the way through, right? And I know there's a lot of listeners, I can think of their names right now, who've been listening that long, and everything we've said, everything we've told them, hasn't deterred them. And actually has made them want to know more. Well, here's something else. Like I said, I know I've taken you down the rabbit hole lots with everything we talked about in the past, but I ask you to follow me down just a little bit more. When we were there that first night at Northeast Creek Park, in the crossroads, I pulled from the center of the crossroads. It was a deep amount. It was deep down in the earth, and it was very evil. I could feel it. It was charging my right hand. I reached down and I pull out a cylinder. Well, at least that was the shape of the energy. Silver cylinder reminded me of a cryo chamber. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I put it in the ring and I got distracted because that's when Mike found the witch's brooms hanging in the trees. So I didn't get a chance to go into the ring to see what it was. After the night was done, investigation was done, I go into the ring and I find the cylinder just sitting there waiting for me. I'm like, well, this makes sense. Because what happened previously, I was thinking, but previous time we were there, I pulled a giant metal ball from the center of the field. I cut it open using my tendrils, and inside was like a shadow negative entity of a Native American spirit. Like it was a shadow version of it. Of course, it was evil. Anyway. And so I cut the cylinder open, and what I find inside is an alien. A gray. A tall, gray alien. That was extremely angry that now he was imprisoned in another world. I quickly dispatched him. And the only statement I ever got from him when I asked him a question was, I asked him, you're not from this world. I basically said, you're not from this world. Where are you? And he said, nothing in here is from this world. But he didn't say it through his mouth, because his mouth didn't move. He said it almost like he was telepathically telling me, but not in the sense that he was referring his thoughts to mine. It was almost like his inner thoughts were loud enough for me to hear. Like he had a speaker system in his head, essentially. But that's the last thing he ever said to me. Nothing in this place, in my ring, essentially, is from this world. So, a alien entity that is evil, obviously, because it charged my right hand. I pulled it from the earth that was imprisoned. And the reason why it was imprisoned in the first place, who knows, right? But there have been told stories of ancient medicine men, Native Americans, who would imprison dark entities and bury them in the ground. There's been stories of this that happened a long time. The Navajo is one specifically known for it. A few other tribes are known for it as well. So I guess the Algonquin and Iroquois around this area might have done that as well. because there's a lot of dark energy buried in that place. And that's that we've come to find out that Northgate Creek Park is essentially a spiritual plane for Native Americans. At least that's how they essentially made it, which makes sense of why they would imprison so much dark entities there, especially something like this. So, who the hell knows when this happened? But he was in a metal cylinder, looked like a cryo chamber, but not on our physical plane of existence, in a metaphysical place that now sits in my ring. So, along with all the demons that I have, now I have a freaking alien. Like I said, I've taken you down a deep rabbit hole. You're coming down even further. So whether you believe me or not in it, I don't care, right? I've gone past caring whether people believe in my ability whatsoever. But I'm just establishing the fact that now that I learned that the Collins Elite, now that I know that government officials, even religious officials, associate A-gray aliens with demons. Now, at the time, I thought, well, that's kind of stupid. But after what I took, not so much. But you had a good theory on what the association with, or essentially what gray aliens are.
Oh, so when I was, well, I didn't really, like, I researched just to know, but this was mainly an Isaac episode. But when I was researching and we had brought up the idea of aliens, one thing that I kept seeing or being told is that they're essentially, I'm trying to figure out how to say this to make sense and paint more of what I'm seeing in my head. But basically that they are just another vessel, like another species, essentially. And essentially, when we die, right, or at least how they paint it, you know, like we're no longer... you know, when we go wherever we go, heaven, you know, we are energy, you know? Sorry, I keep saying, you know, my brain. But essentially, they're the same thing. I'm guessing when, if you believe in past life and like going and reincarnation and stuff like that, that essentially, could you reincarnate an alien vessel?
That's what Dolores Cannon said, right? Yeah. Dolores Cannon basically said in her couple of books, even Michael Newton backed it up as well, that we're, our souls, the essence of what we are, isn't based in humanity. It's based in the existence of the third dimensional plane, which is everything in this galaxy, in this known universe. So we don't always house humans. Now, humans are always top picked because this is the worst place you can live as a soul.
I would believe so.
And it's a proving ground. So if you can learn to be a human, you can learn to be any other alien entity, alien to us, but we would be aliens to any other planet, species, blah, blah, blah. Alien to us, entities out there. So we weren't always human. We were this, we were that, we were another kind of species.
Well, like, the thing I think of it, too, is like, okay, God, source, universe, whatever you think, whatever, you know, God you think of, we kind of almost give him like a human mindset. Think small. I mean, you look at everything that is created, different species of animals that we haven't even seen yet, like in the ocean and on land, just the majesticness of like landscapes and stuff like that. You really think, at least this is how like my brain works, but like I tell myself all the time, you really think we're the only species and that's it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
like, even humans, like, even when you, right? It sounds crazy, but you always joke. So, before I had a kid, I would play Sims all the time, and you would always joke and say it's like playing God, right? Essentially, because you make things, you make people, right? And you do different lives. Well, even a human gets intrigued to make something different. So that's why I think that there's more than one species of vessel, I should say.
Oh, I thought you were dipping into we live in a matrix theory. Let's avoid that at the moment.
No. No, but what I'm saying is, like us as humans, like everybody that I know that's ever played Sims 4, Sims, any Sims, was they would always experiment and make different people, different, you know, because you could do vampires, you could do aliens, you could do whatever, right? So somebody that is so, well, not somebody, but like Source or God is somebody that's got endless capabilities to make beautiful things, different things, is just going to stick to humans.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me.
But how you described the Greys to me, now that gave me another idea for another theory, right? If these things are supposed to be interdimensional and I can pull the energy from it.
Wait, one second before I forget. No. One second before I forget. And I forgot.
Energy pulling.
Okay. So.
Energy pulling.
Yeah, energy pulling. So the.
Backtrack your thoughts.
I'm backing it up. Reverse.
Is it your theory about the alien vessels and gave me the idea?
So what makes it interesting, or the reason why I thought like they had to be pretty much on the 3D almost, on like our plane of existence, is because to connect or to kind of have an experience with aliens, it's physical. Like, they're here. You know what I mean? It's a physical thing. And normally it's things like telepathy or whatever, you know, through communication. Mm. It's something like for us, we heard it over the spirit box, right? Or even remote viewing, like, you know, remote viewing and seeing these things and all that stuff. To me, it just seems like they're more physical than they are like something that's on the ether or on a higher dimension.
Well, two theories on that. One, the physical vessels that we see, the alien grays that people have had a lot of experiences with gray aliens, right? Seeing the aliens in the sky, the lights, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're gone. Space traveling. They're just going through dimensions. So, as I said, two theories. The essence, like he talked about the grays being vessels, the essence of what they are housing these vessels, a biomechanical suit, right? They built themselves. And if you want to think of the alien grays specifically as a species from the fourth dimensional plane, they say demons and angels are fourth dimensional beings because they live in the essence of space and time doesn't exist. That's where ghosts are and vice versa. We talked about it before in different episodes. So what if grays are another species in that realm? Because just to think that demons and ghosts and angels are only ones that hang out in the fourth dimensional planes? No. It has to be. We've counted immense amount of creatures. That's the right word to use. Immense. Immense amount of creatures. And in the spiritual realm, things I've taken haven't all looked like demons. They haven't all looked like humans. I take things that look like bugs. I've taken things that look like goblins. I've taken things that are giant trees. I've taken things that look like they're made of mud. Right? Skinwalkers and other creatures. They seem to be a treasure trove of dark entities. And they're not all the same type of creature. So, aliens, essentially, or grays, could be another creature in the fourth dimensional plane. But if that's so, that means if there's grays of negativity, there's grays of positivity. Right? Because the counterpart to a demon is an angel. Right? Mm-hmm. Counterpart to a negative spirit is a positive spirit. So, vice versa. It always seems to be balanced. So if there is negative grays, there is positive grays. Or, slap this on there, right? Grays are the negative alien race, and the positive alien race is, I don't know, Lyrans or Palladians or what the fuck other alien races people talk about that people have had, you know, good encounters with. So you can try to kindle the can of worms open up here with these theories. That, or the Greys have learned to master dimensional travel in their ships, essentially. They can hover, fly, and stuff like that around our planet and then disappear at a thing. But when they're here, they're third dimensional beings. When they travel to the next, the fourth. Because they learn to master the transdimensional highway, you can say, and change their matter from third dimensional to fourth. So, there's that theory, too. I know whoever's listening right now is going, what the fuck? right? I know in my head was that the whole time I'm thinking about this shit.
Yeah.
So, because the whole reason, like I said, because I put an alien in the fucking ring. And if every entity I've taken have all been darkness, things I've read stories about, I never one thought that I would take an alien entity off the plane of existence. But it had to be, my idea in the beginning was that, oh, it must have been a spirit of a dead alien. But then that would mean the alien essentially has a soul, or it is the energy of what was left over, you know? Mm-hmm. So it reminded me of a dream I had. You talk about dreams. I remember having a dream that we were picked up by a black SUV with men with sunglasses and black suits, government officials. Didn't say what branch of government, right? Say, hey, come, Mr. Sanchez, come with us. And it wasn't like they were forcing us. It's like we already had like some kind of like arrangement or deal with them. And they brought us to some...
We'll let you know if that happens.
Or they will let us. You don't know that.
Yeah.
Also, we disappeared from the podcast world. Where the fuck they went?
I think maybe one or two people think that every time we...
Yeah. They got them. Oh, the government got them. Anyway. I had a dream that we were picked up and we were taken to some crash site. Alien crash site. And these two alien bodies were basically spilled out on the ground in front of it, dead. And they had a blue metallic color to them, right? Like a strange gray, blue, metallic. And they're like bald. They had eyes, a nose, a mouth. You know, they're wearing some kind of suits. And they were asking us, what do you guys get off of it? Right? And I guess you were trying to tune in to the vessels. But then I had my hand reached out. My right hand was charging. I was like, oh, shit, I'm feeling a lot of negative energy. And I pull it. And when I pulled it, automatically, like, electricity shot all the way up into my head. And I saw for a brief second, like, outer space. And then the more I pulled, the more it started... dissipating from my head back into my hand. And then I had it, and of course I forced the energy into the ring. So the dead bodies of aliens, I was able to pull negative energy from. These weren't grays. These are some alien species I've never even seen before. Not even Marvel movies, right? But, therefore it lays now an entirely new theory. How? And I ask this of anyone who listens that is alien enthusiast, which we have some people like that. I leave this question to you because we aren't alien enthusiasts. Aliens are probably a second on our list of things in the paranormal we're interested in. But you ask us, it's always ghosts, spirits, demons, dimensional realms when it comes to spirits and dimensional travel, when it comes to spirits and demons and ghosts and gods and stuff like that. That is what is our bread and butter. That's what we're interested in. That's what we become almost, not to say experts, but we become very knowledgeable with. Especially when it comes to spirit guides, contacting, remote viewing, astral projection, imprisoning, all that stuff. Clearing homes is what our forte is. Alien knowledge, species, all that. Which, if you ask me personally, I think not less than half, the alien species that we were told about actually exist. And I think a lot of it, if you want to talk about government conspiracies, a lot of it was made by the governments to make all the alien enthusiasts look like kooks. Right? What better way to disgrace and essentially prove that these people are a bunch of weirdos by giving a bunch of alien races that actually don't exist, but make them look like you know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, grays? Yeah, that makes sense. Reptilians? I don't know. The other ones, maybe, but we know for sure grays. So, but yeah, I asked this of any alien enthusiast that has denied the idea of the combination between demons and aliens, or the association with, or at least one is the other. Look into the Collins Elite, for one, but also answer the question, how the hell, and your easy answer is, well, you can't do what you do, right? But how the hell did I imprison an alien into the ring? How did I pull the energy of something like that? I grabbed it. I felt it in my hand. It was negative. Negative energy. Like I said, I brought you down the rabbit hole pretty far. Now you got to come with me just a little bit more. But. That's in my mouth. Sorry.
Bro, did you just like... fire off something that was in your mouth?
It was a kernel or something.
Oh, yay, yay.
Anyway. I don't know. I think we could keep complete theorizing about aliens.
Do you do that in public places?
Yeah.
You
I'm outside 90% of the day.
I'm like, could you imagine sitting at like the DMV and then just like,
I want to do it like that. But like,
there's a someone gets hit in the back of the head with
looking around.
What's piece of food.
Oh, there was a fly. Sorry.
Just like that one time where you farted and blamed it on your phone.
You had to bring that up right now.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I know the episode's heavy. Uh-huh. You're trying to lighten it.
Yeah.
But that's the whole reason I want to talk about this episode today, is because I've been considering and thinking over that over and over again. How did I take an alien? How did I do that?
Yeah.
I have been taking for the last 3 years are demons and dark entities. That seemed commonplace, right? That came easy. That came normal. But a gray? Was a whole other fucking world I didn't even think I'd consider.
Yeah.
But I would say let's hope they're not associated, because then I'm more dangerous than I thought. And if there is any members of the Collins Elite still around and you are listening, we're waiting.
Hey, don't put me in this, but you told me you were going to say I.
Well, it's the both of us, because we work together. If I get anything that I pull, you can body bag.
Yeah. Well,
so it's stopping you from going to space and body bagging into
Oh, can we not test that out? Thanks. That would be great.
They're flying a ship, all of a sudden their captain disappears. What the? The alien crash somewhere in America.
Ugh, weird.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that wraps us up here.
Yes. Now, next week.
It's all you.
Yes.
What is the episode you wanted to do?
Yeah.
That's how I didn't want to do it. It's just you're excited about it.
Yeah. So what actually sparked this episode, or the next episode, was we were doing a bunch of stuff at Total Conundrum, and they were going to the Roth House. And definitely check out the Total Conundrum podcast. We did a swap episode with them. Mm. And then they have more stuff with us. And Isaac actually pulled on their live investigation.
It wasn't a lot there. Yeah. It was like when I'll tell you what I took. Here's a haunted update for everybody, right? Slap this at the back of the episode. So the whole reason, I think there's supposed to be an episode with you. We tell them what you found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I remote viewed what I saw.
Yeah. But essentially, from investigations that we watched, supposedly a demon in the basement and a hag and a dark entity, along with some other collection of other spirits. But I end up pulling demon from upstairs, a dark human entity in the basement, and then a hag in somewhere in another room.
Yeah.
And then they told us, hey, after that, you guys did that, the investigation was kind of dead. Like, yeah. It was peaceful. I was like, well, maybe the spirits there are enjoying some time off from being tormented by what I took.
Yeah. But, you know, the house is known for seances and stuff like that. And to get the full, like, backstory of the Roth House, make sure to go to Total Conundrum, because she really, like, details everything. And it's a good podcast to listen to anyways. But that got me digging into seances. And everything that goes on with seances, opening portals, doors, all of that.
Well, that was a real bee's knees back in the old timey days.
Yeah, so we're going to dive into that, because it was even rumored that there were seances that took place in the White House.
Everyone did it back then, apparently.
Yeah, so
if it was a TikTok trend, it would have been.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about also, because that also ties into like opening portals and things like that, so... because obviously certain seances used Ouija boards, and I didn't even know this, but apparently people would use dolls to communicate during seances. And so it makes you really think how many freaking haunted dolls there is from seances.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. So yeah. We're going to dive into that and see if we can kind of like break apart how that works and all of that. We're not testing it.
No, we're not creating haunted objects. I already have one.
Yeah.
If you even consider it one. Anyway, but look for a listen to that and all and more in the next couple of, hopefully not next weeks, next couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it's sooner than later. So.
As always, you can catch our socials at Hidden the Shadows Podcast on Instagram, Hidden the Shaw 6 on X, Hidden the Shadows Podcast 2 on TikTok. Our links to all our social media and always in list to us at HiddenTheShadowsPodcast.com. Also, we have a paranormal page, Hidden the Shadows Paranormal, on Instagram as well. I think we also have a Hidden the Shadows Podcast page on Facebook, if you guys want to follow that there. I don't know who uses Facebook anymore.
There's a lot of people, don't judge. Just because you had bad relationship with Facebook.
There's no reason to use it anymore.
That is true. I don't really even like... The only reason why I have my personal Facebook is to keep the Hidden in the Shadows page open. Because apparently now you have to have a personal page to have a business page.
Yeah.
So, meh.
But if you are still dealing with anything paranormal in your home, or want your mind for is cleared, or want to ask us paranormal things, feel free to message us. No case too small, no case too big for us to handle. As you just heard, there's nothing so far that I seem to be unable to take in this world. Anyway, you give me the look. But as always, we'll catch your weirdos in the next one.
Yes.